plastic and leather, spandex and studs. It's time for Rock Candy.
And now, here's your host, Troy Correa.
Hello and welcome to Rock Candy. I'm Troy Correa. Once again, I want to thank everyone for keeping Rock Candy in the number one spot on the Podomatic Metal charts for 27 of the last 28 days. The show dropped to number two on March 25th for one day before returning to the number one position. Prior to this run, I don't think the show went a full week without dropping for at least a day from the number one position. So I am truly grateful to all of you for listening and sharing links to the show on social media. I do this for the love of the music and the bands, so to see that so many people are enjoying it is my payback. Let's get this week's show rolling, and I do have another good one in store for you. This week I have something from Brittany Fox and Wasp. In our Diamonds in the Rough segment, I'll have something from Vixen. And we'll close out this week's show with two from our headliner, Van Halen. Now, Van Halen headlined Episode 7, and that was the David Lee Roth era version. So this week, I have the Sammy Hagar era version that will close out the show. Let's kick this week's show off with something from Bret Michaels. This one comes from his 2003 album, Songs of Life. It's a very catchy tune about losing your girlfriend to your best friend. This is Bret Michaels with Bittersweet on Rock Candy.
Now I watch them bleed. Give her a diamond ring. Now I watch. was getting enough. I'm addicted to that rush. Get enough woman. I'm addicted to that rush. Every time we touch, never get enough. Cause I'm addicted to that rush.
Heard Mr. Big with Addicted to That Rush off of their 1989 self-titled debut album. Eric Martin recently stated that the band will record some new material this year, and once they finish with this year's touring, they will disband. He said, "It feels a little uncomfortable to keep going without Pat Torpy, the band's drummer who passed away in February 2018 from complications of Parkinson's disease." Right now I have a song for Brittany Fox that comes off their 1989 album, Boys in Heat. It's one of my favorite songs from them. This is Brittany Fox with Dream On.
Oh,
darkness can help you hide. Trouble's coming without control. No one staying has got a home. Hurricane at the very least. In the words of the Gypsy Queen. Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Saddle and tied on. Western wind is fast and strong. Jumper back is good and long. We'll resist till we reach the dawn. Running seems like the best defense. Staying just don't make any sense. No one could ever stop it now.
That was April Wine with Sign of the Gypsy Queen off of their 1981 album, The Nature of the Beast. For those of you listening in Canada, the band has a lot of summer concert dates scheduled. Unfortunately for those of us here in the States, there currently are no dates scheduled for this year. Right now I have a brand new song from LA Guns, which comes off their latest release, The Devil You Know, that just came out on March 29th. This is LA Guns with Stay Away on Rock Candy.
Make
You just heard Great White with Rock Me off of their 1987 album, Once Bitten. It's time now for our Diamonds in the Rough segment of the show. This week I have a song from Vixen that comes off the band's 1990 album, Rev It Up. That album had three singles released, two here in the States and a third in the UK. This song wasn't one of them, but I think it would have done well if it had been released. Here is this week's Diamond in the Rough. This is Vixen with Only a Heartbeat Away.
Gotta make it.
needs of me to satisfy your intellectual needs.
That was Steve Stevens with Action off of his 1989 debut solo album, Atomic Playboys. Steve is best known for his work with Billy Idol, but he also has a new band with Geezer Butler on bass, Matt Sorum on drums, and Frankie Perez on vocals. The band is called Deadland Ritual and was started by Matt Sorum. They have one song online titled Down in Flames. If you get a chance, check out the video for it on YouTube. Up next, I have a song from Wasp that comes off their 1984 self-titled debut album. This is Wasp with Love Machine on Rock Candy.
Have you know me, the perfect love machine?
You just heard Phantom Blue with Walking Away off of their 1989 self-titled debut album. So many people say that women cannot kick ass like the guys, but these ladies definitely kick some ass. If you're not familiar with the band, check out more of their music online and on episode 8 of Rock Candy. It's time now for this week's headliner, Van Halen. I have a couple songs from the Sammy Hagar era this week. I love both Dave and Sammy's music with the band, and there were even some songs they did with Gary Cherone that I really liked. For this first song, we're going to go back to their 1991 album For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge and one of my favorite songs from them. Here is this week's headliner, Van Halen, with Right Now.
Thank you.
That was this week's headliner, Van Halen, with Why Can't This Be Love, off of their 1986 album, 5150. Their first with Sammy on vocals. That about wraps up this week's episode of Rock Candy. Once again, I want to thank all of you for listening in and keeping the show in the number one spot on the Podomatic Metal Charts. If you like the show, give it a rating and a like on Podomatic and iTunes. Those help the show with its ratings. Also, keep sharing those links on social media. For more information on Rock Candy, check out our webpage at www.rockcandyonline.com. From there, you can access our Facebook page, so stop by there and give that a like as well. Make sure to tune into next week's show, because I have a special show lined up for you. I have an all big hits episode, so you won't be hearing any new songs, only those that you've heard a million times already. Thanks everyone for listening in, and until next time, keep rocking. I'm Troy Correa, and we will see you soon. Bye.